The grand dame of all municipal icons, the St. Petersburg Pier, is crumbling and falling apart. Her spindly concrete pilings are rotten, and the upside-down pyramid leaks. The Miami architectural team hired to find solutions offered six plans last night from $38 to $90 million to repair or replace her. To help offset the costs, $50 million from Pinellas County will be available in 2012. A sore subject for Councilmember Wenge Newton has been the subsidies that the city has had to spend to keep the pier open.
My heart, I love the pier, but my biggest challenge is that the subsidy, the way the taxpayers subsidize that pier. I do not think it's right that we have to pay, the pier makes $1.8 million and we should pay someone $3.2 to run it. That don't make no good business. That's been my fault all along. Even if we build something new, if we don't correct that, it is not going to succeed.
Some in attendance pointed out that the current recession might be a bad time to spend the money on the pier. Plus, no Deep Pockets 11th hour resurrection effort has appeared to save her. Charlotte Brown, a business owner at the pier, says,
I see services being cut all over the city, library services, school services, things that we need. I can't find it in my heart to support anything that goes one penny beyond the $50 million that's already been allotted. I feel very strongly about that.
Built in 1927, St. Petersburg's Mediterranean Revival million-dollar pier became the symbol of St. Petersburg all over the world. In her long life, the pier attracted millions, hosted presidents, sports stars, powerboat races, and regular folks out for a walk on a sunny day. Willie Radkowski expressed her wishes for the pier.
And I'm here because I'm passionate about the pier. I think it's a gem that needs to be kept alive in this city, that we can't get rid of something that's so attractive to outsiders. It's an image of the city. People come here because of it. I think we need to do whatever we can to make it better than it is now.
Some pier business owners spoke passionately of saving and reviving her.
I would like them to keep the building itself. What they do on the approach, I can't speak to that. I don't know the cost. But the building itself, like I said, when I was in New York and it was miserable weather, March, and then they showed the pier, and it looked beautiful. I mean, it looked beautiful. The blue water, the pelicans, the trees, it was great. And the people there said, wow, that's what St. Pete's like. So my personal opinion, I'd like to see him keep the building.
There are just a few more meetings before the city of St. Petersburg decides whether to redeem or destroy the 83-year-old pier. Council member Stephen Cornell says,
my heart is on wanting to have an iconic, beautiful pier that really identifies our city. There are some structural problems with the current one that, to me, make me feel like I would like to start over. And I'd love to extend it all the way out there and build this beautiful pier. Like the Australia Opera House, the Sydney Opera House, that is an iconic building. I'd like to have that kind of building. That's where my heart is. But where the budget is, the budget and my heart are in two different places. And the budget is crucial this year. I mean, we're going to lay off people. We're going to lay off employees this year, hardworking employees. And so I think we need to build the pier and make it as iconic as possible and as beautiful as possible, but we also need to stay within our budget. And that's just the reality.
For more information on the pier, go to wmnf.org/news. From St. Petersburg for WMNF Evening News, I'm Tom Bauer.